Good morning and welcome. I'm the Reverend Rachel Campbell, and I'm the minister here at Trinity in Summerside. Today we do have some birthdays to announce. Thank you for being here, though, in person and on live stream, sermon by phone, and podcast. I do want to note that we did have some sound last week, and yes, we were well aware of some sound qualities on YouTube last week, but I think that we got everything fixed, all those bugs fixed, so hopefully you're hearing me, actually hearing me at the first part of the service, and it's nice and clear, so welcome. But we do have some birthdays. I do know that on February the 11th, Grayson, who is here, turned 9. There he is. Happy birthday. I also know that tomorrow, on the 16th of February, we have Gabby. You turn 20. 20, no longer a teenager, a 20-year-old. Happy birthday. And I also see that later in the week is Ann here. Ann Coates has a birthday later in the week, February 21st. If she's not here, if you see her, wish her a happy birthday. Any other birthdays? Any other birthdays for this week? Let us sing. Oh, not until, that doesn't get announced until next Sunday. You're 1 week ahead. It's getting close, though. Let us sing happy birthday, dear friends.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear friends. Happy birthday to you.
As a faith community, we come together and we journey with people through sorrow and sadness, as well as joys and anything that we want to celebrate. But we do that as a faith community. We're not just here for all the happy moments. We're also to journey with one another through moments when we're mourning. And right now our country is in mourning. Our world, it's sad sometimes when we go to the news and we are seeing some of the things that are happening. And from the United Church of Canada, this is what we have posted as part of the sadness that is happening in BC right now. Our hearts are broken by the shooting at Tumbler Ridge Secondary School in British Columbia. We hold all the community of Tumbler Ridge in our prayers, especially those killed, and surround their loved ones, their classmates, and community with God's compassion. We pray urgently for the wounded, for those who care for them, and for the first responders and witness carrying the weight of this tragedy. In this time of shock and in sorrow, may we renew our commitment to a world where such violence never takes place. Please continue to pray for healing and for courage and for peace. As a church community, we are to pause and we are to pray for healing, for courage, and for peace. And we do so knowing that prayer does change hearts and will change this world. It is with the deepest gratitude and respect that Trinity United Church gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abiquit, Prince Edward Island, is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Thank you.
worship. We light the Christ candle as a sign and symbol of Christ's presence with us. I invite Phoebe to light the candle for us this morning, reminding us to take the light of Christ out into the world in our thoughts and in our deeds, showing that love and that energy of Christ into the world. I'll get your light right there. Wonderful. Good job. Thank you. Please join me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletin and on our screens. Together, we approach this time of worship as a community of faith. Calm our minds and give us the courage to just be here in this moment.
Time to worship as a community and individually.
Loving God, aid us in loving responses.
To hear and then to respond.
Amen.
Jesus, so get to come. You are our center.
Amen. Please be seated. And let us once again join our voices in the gathering prayer. Gracious God, we gather into the sanctuary ready to share the warmth and light that comes in your word. Your light shines through the darkness, revealing endless possibilities. These endless possibilities are shared with us when we gather, when we worship, and when we pause to witness all your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Today, through transfer of membership, we welcome Peggy Mazzanotti and Carla Burgess. You have requested a transfer of membership to become full member of Trinity United Church Summerside, and with this transfer of membership, our faith family grows and we are blessed. And upon receiving your request to transfer your membership to our congregation and confirmation of membership in your respective churches, your name was presented to the worship team and as such the Council of Trinity. You were admitted to full membership in this congregation, and for that we celebrate. For those who are able in the congregation, let us rise in the presence of God, and we'll begin by saying a new creed, an affirmation of our faith together. And it'll be on the screen, as well as in Voices United, number 918. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. And in the name of Jesus, we welcome you to the privileges and responsibilities of membership in this congregation. God has called you. We pray you allow the light of Christ to shine through all that you say and that you do. This is your faith family, and we celebrate what you all bring. And the congregation say together, as God has called us, we pledge to you our friendship, our help, and our prayers. May the grace of God be with you, and know that you will never walk alone. All glorious gods, amen. And let us please show a Trinity welcome. Let us, a round of applause, please. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Please join me in prayer and let us pray. Loving Creator, as we prepare to break bread together as a faith community, remind us of our covenant to one another. We are thankful for the growing community that we have here at Trinity, for everyone's unique gifts and talents, for their time and their energy, their leadership, and their shared wisdom. We are thankful that we can grow in faith and respond into this world as you have called us to respond. Holy God, we pause this morning to lift up those who are on our hearts today. You know them all by name. You know them all by their needs. You know them because they are your beloved. We wrap all those who are on our hearts today in your love, and we pause in prayer to remember them. It is our hope that all find warmth, comfort, healing, support, and response that is helpful and not hurtful. Loving God, we pray for this world. We pray for peace, respect, and deeper understanding. We pray for those who are oppressed, victimized, unfairly treated. Give us the courage to truly listen. We pray that we can do better living into the two great commandments that you gave us. As Christians, we are to love you and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We pray that all those in places of leadership and power lead in such a way that offers respect and love for all. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, I'd like to invite those ages 3 to 15, Junior Church, our leaders, to come forward, because Lexi has a story to share with us today. So please come forward. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all for being here, and we're going to hear a story about how God provides.
Manna, quail, and water. God loved the Israelites and their leader Moses. God promised to bring the people to a place where they could build homes and live happily. They had never lived outside of Egypt
before,
and they were afraid. But God went with them as they walked long and far to the place God promised. Traveling was hard and tiring. Along the way, the people became hungry. They complained to Moses, "I'm so hungry."
What's that one?
One boy said, "I wish we could go back to Egypt," whined a little girl. "At least we had food to eat there." Her stomach growled. The people missed their dinner of meat and bread. The Israelites
didn't
know that God heard them complaining. That evening, something
strange
happened.
Tiny birds
called quails appeared
everywhere.
God had sent the quails so the people could eat meat. The next morning, the ground glistened with fresh dew. Even after the sun dried up the dew, there was something
covering
the ground. It looked like bread had rained down from heaven. It was manna. The manna looked like
tiny
seeds had and
tasted
like bread. The people ate and ate.
Every day
God sent manna and quail so the people had food to eat. The Israelites
kept
traveling
toward
the place God promised. After a while, they were ran out of water.
Even though
God had gave them food
when they were
hungry, the people still complained. My mouth feels dry like a desert, sobbed a child. The people were thirsty.
This time
God told Moses to hit a rock with his staff. When he did, water gushed out of the rock. The people had water, more water than enough to drink. God gave food and water to the Israelites.
Every day,
God took care of the people just like he promised.
Well done. Good job.
That's your first time, right? Lexi's first time reading in church to all of you and all of you. Well done. Good job. I better watch out for my job. This is pretty good. Let us sing as you head out to your time in junior church.
You show us.
join me in prayer, and let us pray. Creator God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, dear God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What does manna mean to you? For me, when I think of manna, I think of response. A need fulfilled. I am hungry, so I am fed. There is also a spiritual, religious, faith-filled component to manna. It is something very deep with many layers. It can be individual as well as communal. Manna connects us with the divine. In our Hebrew scriptures, we hear about manna in a very tangible way. Lexi, in her reading from the Spark Bible, shared with us that the love that God has for the people and the leadership of Moses, that God loves them. God recognizes the journey of the Israelites and how it was very difficult for them. The people were crying out for nourishment, and God responds after hearing their complaints. God continues to respond in a variety of ways through the bread from heaven, manna. Also with quail, and provides water from the rock. Gifts from God for the people of God. Meeting the needs of the people where they are. Besides being an important part of our own relationship with God, this is an important aspect with our relationship with one another as a faith community. We are to respond to one another in such a way, to grow in faith together within all of this, within all the things that are happening in the world. We are to grow in faith together, to give and to receive manna. I'm sure we could all agree that attempting to meet the vast and differing needs of all the people is never an easy thing to do. Sometimes it's not always easy for us to understand our own needs, let alone the needs of another. But our role is to listen. To listen not only to others, but also to our own internal dialogue. To listen to ourselves. I remember speaking with many people throughout my time in ministry. And one of the main things that always fascinated me when talking with folks is the acknowledgement that we can only give when our own needs feel met. When we feel that we are being nourished so that we can nourish others. Now, this nourishment is not just what we eat or what we drink, the basic human needs to survive, but it's also our spiritual needs. If my spiritual cup is lacking water, spiritual water, then I can't give you anything from that cup. My cup then is empty and it needs to be re-nourished. Today on this Sunday, known as Transfiguration Sunday, we recognize the importance of the transformation of our own faith. It's not the same as when you were a child. It's different. It has evolved, has transformed. And this form of transformation can happen in a variety of ways throughout our lives. For example, we can be involved in many different faith communities. And as such, we are transformed by each of those communities that we've been part of. And this morning, through transfer of membership, we highlight the importance of community and one's individual faith journey. How our community changes because of the richness of you, the people that come into this place. As we are fed within community, within our community of faith, we can then go out there and respond to the world with the knowledge and the nourishment that we've received here. This space here is to be a safe space where we are challenged, encouraged, held accountable, and then we go out there into the world offering the same grace that God offers us. We cannot give up. We must fill our cups, and as such, we can then share with and respond to others. Just like in the new creed that we read earlier together. And I love when we read the creeds together and those affirmations of faith together. We are again reminded that we are not alone, that God is present, faithful reminders of the importance of our spiritual beings within all of us. Taking time to come, to listen, to learn. And then we can offer nourishment beyond ourselves. Think of the number of times when you have just felt rushed, overworked, under so much pressure, felt stressed, and you're looking at the world and you're shaking your head. Think about all those times, and then think about how you can, how I can, how we can respond to one another if our cup is empty. We can't. We have to fill our cups. Because you can only give for so long. There's some people out there, it's amazing. You think, how do they do it? They can only give for so long. You can only give for so long. You can only run on empty for so long. We live in a secular world where we must figure out ways of functioning in this world, in this earthly, knowing that consumerism, the need to be busy, the need to take, the everything is a transaction, buy this, buy that, it's in your face, it's very real. We live in this world, I live in this world. The what have you done for me lately mentality, that mentality is alive and fully functioning in this world, and we're living in it, and we're living in it. And in our scripture reading today, Lexi says, God is saying that within the realities of the earthly, we can claim time for our own nourishment and that we don't do it alone. We can live into our Christian faith of loving, of a loving response, and our heart full of the teachings of Jesus. But we, you and I, all of us, must claim the time to refill our cups, so that our cup can overflow. It is time today to break bread together once again, to share in community together, to welcome all at the table like we're doing here today as we recognize and celebrate Holy Communion. Jesus is the bread of life. As we wrap up this season known as Epiphany, we have a Sunday where we are called to pause and to recognize once again that Jesus is the bread of life. And as we prepare ourselves for this new season within our liturgical year known as Lent, we are once again told that God provides. We are entering into a time where we can be present with God as God journeys to the cross. This is a sacred time of reflection where we empty ourselves so that we can make space for holy wisdom, so that we can once again be nourished by the resurrection of Jesus. However, we're not there yet. We're just beginning. Today, as we share together in the bread of life, God is reminding us that we're all in this together. That just like in the Hebrew lessons, Jesus as the bread of life will provide the nourishment, the teachings, everything that we need so that we, our cups, are full. In a world where such horrific things can happen because we feel disconnected in whatever way that is, we are called. We must reconnect. We must. We must build the bridges. We must be present to one another and share the nourishment, share the manna, accept the manna. It is time for us to make space for the spirit of wisdom, an understanding heart, a spirit of knowledge that leads us to truth. Let us open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit coming into our lives. Let us be transformed. All glorious God's. Amen.
Good morning. A quick reminder to take a moment and answer this week's question to assist Akrina in her studies. These questions can be found at the entrances. As we enter this season of Lent, there are a couple of events here at Trinity. On Tuesday, February 17th, Shrove Tuesday, the Christian Life and Growth Team invite you to their annual Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper. It is from 4 to 6. Donations will be accepted at the door to support Trinity Youth Projects. All are welcome. On Wednesday, February 18th at 6:30, you are invited to the Ash Wednesday service here in the sanctuary for an in-person only candlelit meditative service. All are welcome. The Summerside and Area Christian Council will once again be presenting the Lenten Luncheon Program, which is a short meditative service at 11:30 a.m., followed by a luncheon on each Friday in Lent. Free will donations will be used by the church to defray the cost of the Lenten luncheon. Goes to the bursary program of the Summerside and Area Christian Council. Okay. The first one will be this Friday, and it is at the Presbyterian Church. And the following week on the 27th, it will be here at Trinity. A complete list will be in next week's bulletin. For additional information on these items and more on the life and work of Trinity Summerside and its work into the community, the bulletin or Lenten newsletter are available at the entrances and on the website trinitysummerside.ca. Trinity is truly blessed by the people in this community of faith. We thank you for sharing your time, talent, and treasure all year round.
Thank you, Nancy, for reminding us of the many ways that we can offer our time and our talent and treasure. And as Bill brings forward the offering plate, another symbol of the offering. Please rise, those who are able, and we'll offer a blessing over the offering that we will receive today. Please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Loving Creator, help us to remember that we are made to love. In doing so, we bring who we are, we bring all our talents, we bring our offerings so that it may continue to show the loving ministry of your church out into the world. Bless this offering, our offering as you have blessed us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This is Christ's table, and all are welcomed. Please join me in the great thanksgiving on this Transfiguration Sunday. God be with you. Lift up our hearts. We come giving thanks to the Lord our God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. You sent Jesus, the light of the world, to share the light, God, with us. People gathered to see him and hear him, to witness his acts of healing, to listen to his teachings. He made time for everyone. Jesus turned no one away. Yet people turned away from Jesus, betrayed and crucified him. Through all of this, Jesus loved us and was lifted from the darkness of the grave. Jesus found victory over death so that we would be with him and we could be as one. We join our voices in great praise, singing. As we come to this table, we remember that Jesus ate with his friends the night before he died. In the Gospel of Mark, we're reminded that while they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it. He gave it to them and said, "Take this, my body." Then Jesus took a cup. And after giving thanks, he gave it to his friends. All of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." We eat and we drink today in remembrance of Jesus. We remember the love that Jesus has for each of us. We rejoice and celebrate his resurrection. We wait with hope of his coming again. Together as a faith family, we lift our hearts and our voices as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Creator God, pour your spirit upon us and these gifts as we come to your table today. May they be signs of light, life, and love to each other. Help us to be instruments of peace, love, and justice in this world, through, with, and in Christ, through the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, loving Creator, now and forever. Amen. And as a faith family, let us join our voices together and pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. the bread of life, communion in the body of Christ. The cup of blessing, communion in the blood of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today for our celebrating in the Holy Communion together, we are going to be using the method of come forward. What you're going to do is you're going to come out on the side aisles, come forward. So if you're on this side, you come through here, come forward, partake. There will be bread and grape juice here. And also there is an option in the middle for those who are gluten-free. And then you go back to your seats. You're going to, over on your side, you have Bill. He's back there. He'll guide you. And then on this side, you will come through here. You'll have two servers up here of bread and grape juice. Again, a gluten-free option. Come back to your pew. And Duncan is your helper on this side. Anyone who cannot come forward, you just stay where you're seated, and at the end, we'll come and serve you. Thank you. join me in the prayer after communion. As we leave this place, we remember your actions and your words transform us. May our acts of Christian love extend around the world as we celebrate your creation. May we feel your presence. Amen. I'll let you take over. Today, I commission you all to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be valiant and strong, but let all that you do be done out of love. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen, and for the last time in a while, hallelujah.